Donald Trump cuts down globalism, celebrates economic nationalism at Davos. By Charlie Spiring on January 21, 2020. President Donald Trump celebrated the restoration of the American dream on Tuesday, trumpeting the success of economic nationalism in front of the global elites at the World Economic Forum, WEF, at Davos. "A nation's highest duty is to its own citizens," Trump said at the annual conference in Switzerland, "honoring this truth is the only way to build faith and confidence in the market system. Only when governments put their own people first will people be fully invested in their national futures." The president noted since he was elected, America gained over 7 million jobs, the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years, as well as rising wages and household income, thanks to his economic agenda. "A pro-worker, pro-citizen, pro-family agenda demonstrates how a nation can thrive when its communities, its companies, its government work together for the good of the whole nation," Trump said. The president cited his economic nationalist agenda in a free market system as a model for the world. "Today I hold up the American model as an example to the world of a working system of free enterprise that will produce the most benefits for the most people in the 21st century and beyond," he said. He trumpeted his successes despite a growing number of critics who predicted a global recession and a shrinking middle class when he was elected president. The president criticized past trade deals that gutted American industry and celebrated the new successful trade deals with China, Mexico, Canada, and other nations. "I think it's primarily the reason that I ran," Trump said, recalling how previous administrations allowed jobs and factories to leave the country. The president criticized the experts and the critics who repeatedly predicted economic and environmental catastrophe for the world. "We must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse. They are the heirs of yesterday's foolish fortune tellers," Trump said. He recalled false scientific predictions of overpopulation, mass starvation, and an end of oil in past decades. "These alarmists always demand the same thing, absolute power to dominate, transform, and control every aspect of our lives," he said. "We will never let radical socialists destroy our economy, wreck our country, or eradicate our liberty." He defied the government bureaucrats who burdened Americans with onerous regulations and government controls. "Today I urge other nations to follow our example and liberate your citizens from the crushing weight of bureaucracy," he said. "With that, you have to run your own countries the way you want."